Building on Foundations for Eternal Life, Part 1, From Truth to Wisdom. In Part 1, we'll explore some general principles regarding truth, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Some people debate whether or not truth really exists. However, that is not our concern in this book. This book is built upon the simple premise that truth does exist, and that it is to our advantage to embrace truth and reject error. We should live our lives based on truth, and we should reject things that are false. If you don't agree with this premise, I recommend that you first read the book Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life by the same author as this book. The existence of truth is not dependent on whether people know it or are ignorant of it or reject it. However, truth that is not known or accepted by people is usually of little benefit to them. So, we'll quickly move on to discuss the importance of knowing truth, understanding truth, and wisdom, living according to truth. Please note that I'll be giving fairly narrow definitions to words like truth, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. It is not my intent to claim that my definition should apply to all the various uses of these words throughout Scripture and elsewhere. Rather, it is my intent to look at how Scripture deals with the concepts associated with these definitions. A primary goal in exploring truth, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom is to live better, to know God better, to love God better, and to love others better. We should all aim to be growing in the areas Paul prayed about in Philippians 1, 9-11 ESV. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. End of verses.